Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. May 2023, Bronx, New York. Police would be called to the Forest House apartment complex. Inside the apartment, they would find an unresponsive and beaten child. Two other children were found in the apartment, also showing obvious signs of abuse and neglect. The children's mother would be quickly arrested and questioned about what happened here and why. This is Jalea's story.
Community members and tenants of this building at Forest Houses released balloons Monday afternoon in honor of 6-year-old Jalea Eason.
This little light of mine.
Police say the child's mother called 911 Friday morning just before 4 a.m. When they arrived, they found the little girl unresponsive with bruising on her wrists and torso. She was later pronounced dead at a local hospital.
Jalea Eason was born February 24, 2017 in New York to parents Leani Eason Kumar and Ronald Branch. Jalea would be the middle child born to the couple with an older brother and younger sister. Unfortunately, Eason and Ronald's relationship wouldn't last and they would split while Jalea was only a toddler, Eason receiving full custody of Jalea and her siblings. Eason moved with the children to a public housing complex in the Morris Anya neighborhood of the Bronx, New York, a 12th-floor apartment of Forest Houses on the 700 block of East 165th Street. May 26, 2023, 4 a.m. Police responded to a 911 call from a panicked mother. Eason told the dispatcher she could not wake her daughter, 6-year-old Jalea, that she found her daughter out of her bed and lying on the floor of the closet in her bedroom, that she was cold to the touch and not breathing. When police arrived at the apartment, Eason was performing CPR on the little girl. First responders were shocked at the state of the home. There was soiled clothing, garbage, and rotting food littered on every surface. There was an obvious infestation of insects and an undeniable stench of feces and urine in the air. And then there was Jalea. As her mother told the dispatcher, she was lying on her mother's bedroom floor, unresponsive and not breathing. Jalea had dark bruises around her wrists and on her back, fresh abrasions under her left arm, multiple scar-like markings and old lacerations, Eason having no explanations to the injuries. The kindergartner was rushed to Lincoln Hospital, where only an hour later, 6-year-old Jalea Eason would be pronounced dead.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Jalaya's cause of death was undetermined at the time, but the New York Medical Examiner's Office still classified the death as a homicide. It wouldn't be until February 2024, 9 months after Jalaya died, that the official autopsy would be handed down. The autopsy determining Jalaya died as a result of blunt force trauma, malnourishment, and positional asphyxia. When questioned by police, Eason kept up the ruse that she had no idea what happened to Jalaya and how she became to be extremely underweight and covered in injuries. But this didn't check out to authorities, because Eason's other children were also covered in injuries. Both children had numerous cuts, bruises, and ligature marks, indicating being physically restrained, the 8-year-old telling police his mother had hit him in the past. The younger girl, who was only 3 years old, she had a long discoloured scar to the right side of her waist and a widespread discoloration rash to her inner thighs and buttocks. Jalaya's brother had countless small lacerations in various stages of healing on his back, scalp, arms and legs. He had a cut to his forehead and a deep healing cut on his scalp. The children were taken into the care of the Administration of Children's Services. After Jalaya's death, Eason was taken to the police station for questioning. Questioned about the suspicious nature of Jalaya's death and the many, many injuries to her other children. There was a concern there. This was a case of severe child abuse going on. Eason stated that she was the only one responsible for caring for the children and no other adults were present in the household. Now, to this point, because of the uncertainty on how Jalaya died, Eason was only charged with child endangerment. She would be released on house arrest shortly after this, with an electric ankle monitor awaiting trial. Eason would plead not guilty. Now, when the autopsy report was finalised and it was determined Jalaya was a victim of a homicide, these charges were upgraded to that of second-degree murder, 2 counts of manslaughter, and 3 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. And due to the severity of these now charges, she was back in prison, with any chance of bail revoked. It was the prosecution's case that Eason had tied Jalaya's hands and feet together and hung her upside down in the closet. Eason had then struck the little girl repeatedly with a hard object. That all 3 children were the victims of excessive corporal punishment, inadequate food, clothing and a shelter, and that this resulted in the children's many, many injuries and Jalaya's death. These sweet babies had been subjected to months of brutal abuse, knowing only pain and hunger. And this would be all supported by neighbours of the family, who would later report constantly hearing Eason screaming at all 3 children. That they heard Jalaya begging for her mother to stop. That they heard hysterical crying coming from the apartment the night Jalaya died.
I'm so heartbroken. This is disgusting. I don't even know her and I'm hurt.
Neighbours we spoke with say they recognize photos of the mother but don't know the family.
I don't even know her name. I just always say hi to her. Wow.
I don't know my neighbors like that, to be honest with you. I like to come in and out of my building and mind my business.
It's just really shocking. Everybody keeps to themselves here.
The medical examiner will determine how the child died. The investigation is ongoing.
And here is the importance of see something or hear something say something. It is not normal for it to be a regular occurrence for a neighbor to be screaming at their children. It is not normal for any screaming to be happening, because then what does the child learn? That screaming is an effective form of conflict resolution when it's not. What it is a form of abuse, and that needs to be reported to child protection. Now, 9 times out of 10, it's nothing. But then there are cases like this one where it was something. And who knows, the neighbours speaking out could have saved Jalaya's life. This would also extend to the older son's school. That in the October before Jalaya died, so 6 or 7 months earlier, the boy had come to school with his face swollen and bruised. He told his teacher his mother had punched and kicked him for drinking from the tap in the sink. Classmates of the 8-year-old would later state that he always seemed unhappy. And that was when he came to school, because he was also absent from school most days. When Eason could be bothered to send him, she wouldn't come to pick him up until sometimes up to an hour after the final school bell. That the 8-year-old would wear the same dirty clothes for days at a time, and that he always smelled of urine. Now, this was all reported to the Administration of Children's Services, or ACS, as I'll refer to them from here on through. Numerous reports were actually filed with ACS, the first being in October 2022. So after all of that going on at school, ACS would determine these allegations as being unfounded. This is despite Eason telling the caseworker she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder during the pandemic, but never seeking any help for it, and offering no explanation for her son's frequent absences from school. Still, ACS closed the report as unsubstantiated. ACS would open a new case in March 2023, 2 months before Jalea died, after the children were allegedly left at home overnight alone. But again, nothing really was achieved. March 12, 2023. Caseworkers conducted a virtual visit where Eason and the children were seen. They couldn't even be bothered to go to the house and see what was going on. It's easy to tidy an area and make it look presentable for the camera. And yet to the right of the camera, there's a whole radioactive level of health and safety danger going on. But who's to know, because no one cared enough to check on the well-being of these children. ACS have since said they were dealing with staff shortages, and that's how Jalea and her siblings fell through the cracks. Which, I mean, there is always some kind of excuse for child protection to turn a blind eye and allow these babies to continue to lose their lives on their watch. ACS knew these children were being abused, and yet nothing was done to keep them safe. The next visit was scheduled for the following week, March 17th. But no one answered at the door and there was no real effort for a follow-up. And as we know, just 9 days later, 6-year-old Jalea Eason would be dead. Eason already had a criminal record at the time of her arrest for her daughter's murder. In 2016, Eason was charged with grand larceny. She'd stolen a co-worker's credit card and spent more than $200 with it. She wouldn't serve any jail time for this. Instead, she was given probation and a suspended sentence. At the time of Jalea's death, her father, Ronald Branch, had been fighting for custody of the 3 children. However, after Jalea died, he would discover he wasn't even on their birth certificates listed as a father. Eason has stated father unknown. Ronald has stated in media interviews he plans on fighting to adopt Jalea's brother and sister to give them the home they deserve. Ronald would also claim he was unaware of the abuse and neglect that was happening with their mother, that if he had any idea the children were in any danger, he would have went and taken them then and there. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and question all of that. I truly hope I am wrong. But if Ronald was wanting custody of his children so badly, wouldn't he have been seeing them regularly? I think it would be pretty obvious pretty quickly that something wasn't right. And that's if at least the 8-year-old boy didn't say himself what was going on, because we know he told his teachers that. I would imagine he would have told his father too. And I know there are situations where possibly Eason could have been withholding the children from him, or maybe he wasn't in the financial situation then to fight for the children. But there are steps he could have taken, like asking for welfare checks, checking in with family members who could have or would have seen the children, talking to his son's school. Look, I don't know. Where there is a will, there is a way. And I just don't buy Ronald being this desperate, loving parent who was completely blindsided by all of this. Maybe I'm just jaded now with all the stories that we tell here. Because we also know Eason was regularly posting on social media featuring the children. And there were some concerning videos and photos she posted that have since come to light that would be a red flag for anyone who saw them. There is a couple in particular that is shared in relation to this case. A photo where she wishes Jalea a happy birthday. But then there is like this backhanded comment where Eason also mentions how difficult her daughter is. Quote, "Happy birthday to my baby, my first daughter. The one who pushes my buttons the most. You so beautiful, but that attitude is stank." Unquote. And a video where Jalea looks absolutely terrified of her mother, like she's about to burst into tears at any moment. Jalea is looking at the ground and really hesitant to look at her mother or to respond to her questions. All the signs of a child who is being abused.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Is your birthday?
Uh-huh.
Why you look weird? Hey, birthday girl. Give me a peace sign.
To the time of this recording, May 2025, Jalaya's brother and sister are with this incredible foster family who is giving them all the love and therapy they need to come to terms with losing Jalaya and the abuse that happened to them. Her brother has nightmares where he wakes up crying for his lost sister. And hearing that breaks my heart. No child should have to go through that experience. They should have each other forever. A memorial for Jalaya formed inside the lobby of the Forest House apartment complex where the family once lived. Residents and those touched by Jalaya's story brought flowers, stuffed animals, toys and handwritten notes. Jalaya's funeral was held November 29, 2023 at the First Baptist Church. Jalaya would later be described by those who knew and loved her as smart, funny and always playful. She was also very sweet and affectionate. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice. And subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.